You've apparently written to the Office of Budget Responsibility asking them to spell out the difference between Tory and Liberal Democrat economic plans. That's an extraordinary thing to do for a government minister, isn't it?
Not at all. There is some confusion because what the Office of Budget Responsibility produce is a forecast, and this is often taken to be government policy, which it isn't. What I think we're going to have to do now as we approach this issue about the vote in Parliament in a few weeks' time on the so-called fiscal compact as we approach the election is deciding, you know, what the balance of tax and spend and welfare is. And in order to do that, we need to have different scenarios. And it would be very helpful if the Office of Budget Responsibility, which is a politically impartial body, were to say what the consequences were of different mixes, different options. And then we've got the evidence to have an informed debate and for the public to understand where the parties are coming from.
Is it true that you have ordered your civil servants not to cooperate with the Treasury in their plans for looking at cuts after 2015?
Well, I've certainly said that we are not assuming that there will be cuts on the scale that Treasury appeared to indicate. We haven't yet agreed what the next government, the next elected government, will have to decide what their priorities are. So I'm not presuming what the next government is going to do.
But surely it's prudent to plan for what happens after 2015.
Yes, well, we are doing some prudent planning, and we are looking at different options, and that's of course, what lies behind the letter that you've just mentioned. We want to look at different outlooks. What we're not doing is simply assuming that large-scale cuts are going to take place, particularly in areas that I'm responsible for, which are areas like science and skill training and apprenticeships, support for industry. I mean, it would be completely counterproductive for the government to make large cuts in these areas which support economic growth.
But just to get on the record, you have actually ordered your civil servants not to cooperate with the Treasury on this?
I have not ordered them not to cooperate with the Treasury. What I have said to them is that we are not engaging at this stage in rounds of negotiation on public spending cuts, which are the proper responsibility of the next government.
Okay, I think you're choosing your words very carefully there. But, I mean, I think people listening to this will think, well, Nick Clegg wasn't in the House of Commons. You've written to the OBR. You're sort of, however you put it, your civil servants aren't going to cooperate in the normal way with the Treasury on this sort of thing. This almost signals the sort of partial end of the coalition. There's only 5 months to the election. Are we going to have a lot more of this?
Well, the coalition works. I mean, the autumn statement is a combined effort. I've, you know, obviously been talking to George Osborne, Lib Dem colleague in the Treasury has had a key role, as had Nick Clegg. We produced a autumn statement that we all sign up to. I'm very happy to sign up to it, and I think some very positive things in it that we associate with it, and it's as a coalition government achievement. But we do have differences in emphasis, differences in the balance that Lib Dems, for example, emphasise much more the fairness aspect. The Tories would like to cut public spending rather more brutally than we think is necessary or desirable. So there are differences, okay, and these are being played out, but we have a common government approach, and that common government approach was reflected in the Autumn Statement today.